The fires of the sun had worked on him in a way that was awful to see. His wings were only rags of what they had been. His skin was crisped, and all his fatness had been changed by the fires of the sun into precious stones, jewels, emeralds, rubies, turquoises, and substances that had never been found on earth. And when he landed with such a jolt, these loads of precious gems burst through the holes scorched in his skin and scattered down onto the Australian desert beach. But the Iron Man could not allow himself to pity the Space Bat Angel Dragon. He signaled to the engineers. "Round three," he shouted. And the engineers began to pour in the oil. But what was this? An enormous woofing sound. A booming, wheezing, sneezing sound. The Space Bat Angel Dragon was weeping. If the Iron Man got onto his furnace again, it would mean that he, the monster, would have to take another roasting in the sun. And he could not stand another.